Blog Talk Radio.
Got here. It's 9 o'clock. It's Monday, June 8th. This is Fernando. Welcome to my show, Fernando Poniente's show. What have we been talking about today? I don't know. You call in. I'll give you something to talk about. If you want to call in 347-884-8125, you can join me in the chat room. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/the Fernando Poniente show. So just go there and click on this little chatty thing. Let's just chat. Go into chat room. Just click on that, and the chat room should be there. Next, right to your right, next to the sycamore tree. Okay. And we have some news and gossip lineup for you, and also some musical lineup. Today we're going to be playing. I want to play the Double Think by California Del tonight, and also it's Into Arcadia, and also with a little touch of Days Gone. And with your call in the chat room, man, we have so much thing to do, so many things to do, and it's again, 901 right now, G in Wisconsin, and for those of you that had a birthday, that is having a birthday today and tomorrow, you can call in 347-884-8125. Birthday boys and birthday girls. Birthday boys and birthday girls. This is for you, because it's your birthday tomorrow. All right, that was the happy birthday. It's in Tagalog version and happy birthday with that guy, Yo-Yo William May, something like that. Anyway, so let's move on, and we are going to be talking about some headlines and news. And you decide. Here's some things that I like. And, again, that's, if you don't want that, if you have any opinion, you can give me a call. Again, 347-884-8125. All right. So, my little thing is not working right now. A little. There we go. All right, weird news. Actually, there is a woman survives in 3 days in bathtub. I don't know what that means, but maybe she drowned. Let's get into that. Got stuck in a bathtub for 3 days. I don't know. So, a 90-year-old woman spent 3 days trapped in her bathtub after becoming too weak to pull herself out. And that's what, according to San Jose Mercury News. Shirley Madsen of Walnut Creek, California, survived her ordeal by drinking water from a rubber duck with a hole in the bottom. A 90-year-old. According to the report, when Madsen got into the tub on May 27th, she forgot to put her phone within reach and could not call for help when she got trapped. Madsen survived for 3 days stuck in a bathtub by continually replacing the cooling bath water with fresh water from the tap to stay warm. She also used one of her collection of rubber ducks as a drinking cup to keep her hydrated during her confinement. She said that I have never been so terrified in my life. That's according to Ms. Madsen. That is just I don't know what to think of that. It's weird. It was just kind of creepy, you know, kind of, I don't know. A nine-year-old, that could happen to those elderly, you know, that's something. Here's my take on that. You know, maybe put a phone next to you next time. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. She said she forgot. But don't we have one of those thing they call, you know, the call alert, you know, right next to the tub and right next to the bed and all over the place when you're, you know, not in capacity to get around and getting stuck in a bathtub? I don't know. So, yeah, they should have that. You know, that I believe what they call, I don't remember the name of that certain product, but they should have a poor woman. That's what I have to say about that. So, yeah, call in to see what you have to say about that. And, you know, I know you guys are gonna make some fun of this, but you know, this is no laughing matter. It's tragic. Lady could have died. You know, I mean, that's 3 days in a bathtub. That's, you know. I don't know. All right. All right. In Hawaii, actually, there's a fist cuffs up a gold watch. I wonder what kind of fist is it. But anyway, we are going to go ahead and play another song right now. One song for our first song. Let's go with the Double Think in California Dog. Double Think was in my show a couple weeks ago. And, you know, if you would like to listen to the band Double Think, go to myspace.com/DoubleThink. And here's Double Think, California Dog. Hey, that was actually a double think with their California Doll. And if you want their MP3 or whatever that you want to do, if you like their song, go to myspace.com and, type in double think. We have a caller actually that claiming that it's her birthday tomorrow. I don't know about this, but we'll see. All right, 3797, you say it's your birthday tomorrow?
What?
Is your birthday tomorrow? Hello,
yeah.
Are you there? Who's this?
Yeah.
Who is this? Hello? Who are you? What's your name?
Mahal,
okay, Mahal. And how old are you going to be tomorrow?
Eight.
You are going to be eight. 8 years old.
Eight.
Hmm. Be young callers on the other line. Okay, tell me more about you. What do you like about your birthdays?
You get to open presents.
You get to open presents. Is that all?
And you get to eat.
You get to eat? Okay, tell me your agenda. Tell me your plan for tomorrow. What are you first thing in the morning? What time are you going to wake up and what are you going to do?
I'm going to wake up at 8, then open presents, then eat breakfast, then go eat breakfast. Wake up at 8 and open presents, then go to eat breakfast at Paul Bunyan's, and then...
Paul Bunyan? Paul Bunyan in Wisconsin Dells?
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. Okay. That sounds yummy. What do they have in Paul Bunyan?
Donuts. Donuts and pancakes. They have also syrup and some sausage and egg and
sausage and eggs.
Potatoes.
Okay. What happened when you're done at Paul Bunyan? Where are you going?
What?
Where?
Where are you going after Paul Bunyan?
To the arcade at Wilderness.
To the Arcade of the Wilderness. That sounds fun. That sounds fun. Are you going by yourself?
No.
No? Who are you going with? Sounds like you got a lot of...
my brother.
Right, how many brothers?
My mom,
how many brothers and sisters? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have three sisters and one brother.
You have three sisters. Wow, you have a big family. Now, after the arcade, what are you going to do after the arcade?
Eat lunch.
Eat lunch? Okay, that's good. And then after that?
Go swimming. Then take a nap.
Then take a nap, yeah. You got to put the napping in there. Cause it's,
And then go to the drive-in to see Land of the Lost and Fast and Furious.
Oh, Land of the Lost. That's a good movie. I want to see that too. All right. So, what are you getting for your birthday? What are you getting for your birthday?
I hope I get a hula hoop and a And then, I hope I get a snorkel and some dolls, maybe.
And doll, maybe? Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That's snorkel is really fun, when you take that to the water park and all that. So, so what do you, do you have a cake already? The parents gave you cake already? Yeah.
I think it's called, it has marshmallows in it and chocolate. I think it's a chocolate cake. It's a banana cake.
It's a banana cake?
Huh. It's a banana split cake.
Oh, banana split. Oh, okay, that makes sense. So what do you like? What do you like the best? You know, what do you like the best for them? And let's say you go tomorrow. Is it going to Paul Bunyan is one of your, you know, like best time for your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what about going swimming? Is that one of the...
And also, after you wake up, you have to pray and read the Bible.
Really?
Uh-huh. We do that. After we wake up, we pray. After we wake up in the morning, we pray and then read the Bible, usually.
Okay. Well, can you tell me the name of your brother and sisters?
Okay. My oldest sister is Francis.
Okay.
And then I'm the second oldest, and then the third oldest is named Samantha.
Uh-huh.
By the way, my name means love, and the third oldest is Lanag. Wait, not the third oldest, and not the second oldest, but...
I got you. I'm following you. All right.
And Lanag is four. And my little baby brother, he's one and a half.
He's one and a half. Oh. When is he? Who else was having birthday after that? After your birthday?
After my birthday?
Hmm?
Is my little baby's brother's birthday? My baby brother's birthday. He's going to be two. And he's learning words. Like, sometimes he would say, uh-oh, and da-da. And he would also cry like, ah! And mommy.
Oh, really? That's
mommy. And he also says mommy.
Okay. So, what about last year? Did you like...
And
okay.
And he also says, die. Instead of bye-bye.
Okay. And now, last year's birthday, do you remember what you got?
Trampoline. Some clothes.
You got a trampoline? So yesterday,
lip gloss,
I mean...
And my tan lip gloss, actually. And a purse. And $5. And then, that's all I can remember. Oh, and a bike.
And a bike.
That's all I can remember. And a hula hoop.
And a hula hoop?
No.
And a hula hoop.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Mahal, and letting everyone know that tomorrow is your birthday. And I wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday and more birthday to come, okay?
Okay.
And I hope you'll have fun tomorrow and make sure you give thanks to God about your birthday. And thank your parents for giving you, you know, letting you or for having a good birthday tomorrow, okay? Sounds like you're going to have a nice birthday tomorrow. That's what it sounds like.
Yep, that's
okay.
What I'm planning on having. A nice birthday.
Okay.
And tonight, my dad's going to give me a tour of his work.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice. That's cool. All right. I want to keep moving here and talking about some news here. So if you guys want to call in, that's 347-884-8125. Seems like the Blog Talk Radio is having connection problem here, and I don't know if we're streaming or not, but it sounds like we are. But my switchboard is actually saying that address not found. And I'm having a Page load error.
Okay.
Now, I don't think this is my computer because, some of the, actually we are having problem with our connection. Okay, well, let's move on here. See, we talked about some stuff, and like I said earlier, I want to talk about a fish cops up a gold watch. You guys, you know that movie Big Fish, about swallowing that wedding ring? Well, that's nothing, because this fish from Hawaii cupped up a gold watch, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a Rolex or anything like that, but this is... if you want to go fishing, you go to Hawaii because it comes with the gold watch, and that's what I, actually, Hawaii resident Kurt Karras boasts a timely fish tail, a 10-inch reef fish he caught by hand in shallow water, copped out a ticking gold watch. Karras says that he was enjoying a picnic Wednesday in Port Allen Beach when he saw the Nanu fish awkwardly swimming close to shore. I don't know what kind of fish is that, but that looks like a bluegill of some sort. All right. It looks like in the picture, it doesn't seem like, it doesn't tell you what kind of fish, but, so what happened there? I don't think I'm on right now because everything is just getting attack or a page error or something like that, but, I am going to fix this really quick because, all right, but and I can't access my, I'm just going to go talk away, reconnecting to the server. Baby crying. Okay. And no, there is nothing. I don't have I can't connect in here. I can't even play my music. This is a Block Talk Radio, and there's some baby crying in the background. I don't know who's calling in, but I hope to take care of that baby because it's just cramping my style, I tell you what, because this is not going to work at all. All right. Boom, 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 boom. Here's the dealio here. I know I want to talk about that, more fish in Hawaii. We have fish here in Wisconsin. Yeah, we have, northern perch, blue, small and large mouth bass, the delicious bass. That you can catch it. You can go to if you go into the Dells here. There's a lot of spots. I know a guy, I know a friend, an individual that claims that he has many hiding spots when it comes to fishing. And I don't know what that means, but he claims that fish are, jumping up and down and nothing, with it. But let's take a caller. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
So, okay. Now, what do you say about this fish in Hawaii that was caught or cuffed up a gold watch?
So somebody caught the fish, and then they got the gold watch out of the fish?
Right. Yeah, it's in the fish's belly. Was.
And so I think that, maybe they should report it to the police. Maybe somebody reported to the DNR or something. Or, I don't know, whoever those wildlife
are. Yeah.
If it's not reported missing, then
right.
Go ahead and keep it.
Okay, so he's the man says reported that he noticed a 10-inch reef fish. He noticed that the bellies actually looked like strangely large when he caught it. And
yeah.
He said he caught apparently he caught it by hand.
Uh-huh.
And the guy said it was still surprised when a gold watch appeared next to its mouth a short while later. It coughed up, or I mean, it's and the picture is telling you that there's no way that watch could have fit in that inside, you know, the fish's belly, let alone coughing it up, you know. And then apparently coughed up, and it's still ticking. You know, the watch is still ticking, still in a working condition. And he said a friend gave him a bamboo stick and told him to get the fish. So he jumped into the waves, high water, and hit the fish until it went limp. I don't know, kind of hit with the bamboo stick. Why would you want to hit that? So he noticed the fish is abnormally large, so he said his friend opened a cool later, discovered a gold watch next to his mouth. Do you think they should report this to, you know, authority and just say, hey, we found this gold watch in here. It looks like an expensive watch. Could they keep this? I mean, this is reported. They reported to, you know, according to the report, they reported to the, you know, authorities and all that. So, what do you think? They should be able to keep that, right?
I think that they should report it, and that it's probably unlikely, but it could be possible that somebody reported it missing, you know. And so I think they should report it, and then if in 30 days that nobody claims it, that they get to keep it.
Okay. Well,
what do you think?
Well, I think they should just keep it because, you know, I don't know why they have to wait 30 days.
Well, I mean, I understand that it's like, you know, nobody owns the ocean, nobody owns the lake,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
mm-hmm.
in a way, it's kind of like finders keepers, you know, I mean, you got that really thin line there, because if you find $20 on the ground, you know, technically you're supposed to report that, you know, if you find a wallet on the ground, you're supposed to report that, but it doesn't have their name on it, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
I think they should pray about it and see where the Lord leads them in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it looks like my switchboard's back online. Okay. So that's... Yeah, that should... You know what I think? I think they should eat the fish. they should bread it and then deep fry them with some tartar sauce. That's what I think.
With the watch in there?
No. Tartar sauce. You know, tartar sauce for fish?
I know. I'm just joking with you.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that. Because you said something about what?
That's what they deep fry it with the watch in there. That's
what I said. Oh, with the watch? Yeah, that's funny. No. No. That's, I mean, see, what you need to do is get that... you know, sell it and then buy more fish. Maybe they can catch
yeah.
more fish that way. You know.
Well, I have actually. Okay, I changed my view. You know, like
uh-huh.
I said again, pray about it, see where the Lord leads you. But there is a story in the Bible that how people couldn't pay. You know, they came to Jesus to trick him into paying taxes about what
mm-hmm.
he thought about paying taxes,
right.
and so he told one of his disciples to go to the ocean and that there would be, like, gold coins in there, and there was gold coins in there, that's, you know, and he paid his taxes with that.
Really?
But Jesus did that, you know, he could, that people could sell it and, you know, do what they need to do with it, you know.
Right, that's true. Okay, I want to take a break real quick, and we'll play some music here. Let's, if you guys want, and here is Into Arcadia. Actually, you want to play this, Distance Time.
Breathe. Just as warm, my pure.
Okay, actually, that was Into Arcadia. Into Arcadia, that was Distance Time. Into Arcadia was actually in my show a couple of weeks ago. Months ago, maybe, yeah, a month or so ago. Into Arcadia is based in Milwaukee. Yep, the same state. That's right, Milwaukee. If you want to go to, if you want to listen to Into Arcadia, you can go to, find them in MySpace, myspace.com/ Into Arcadia Rocks. Into Arcadia Rocks. And later on, I'm going to be playing Jovi Jimenez. Jovi Jimenez is actually from Miami, Florida. I'm going to be playing that. Hopefully, she comes to my show one of these days, and we can talk about her album, and stuff like that. You know, stuff that she likes and dislikes. So we'll move on to weird things, and we're going to talk about A mother allegedly duct taped a man. I wonder what happened there. Okay, this is all happening in Southern California. Well, there's people over in California. It's kind of, a Southern California mom, actually, who allegedly tied up her daughter's boyfriend. Oh, there you go, with duct tape, and is arrested on suspicions of attempted kidnapping. I can't pronounce that. Okay. So she's actually going to jail. So authorities arrested a woman. She got arrested for doing that, duct taping daughter's boyfriend. What the daughter's boyfriend told authorities, the women said they were taking him into to get him away from one of the women's 21-year-old daughters. So I don't understand this, but, okay. So authorities said both women were arrested in suspicion of attempted kidnapping. Officials said the girlfriend was later arrested for an investigation of dissuading a witness and extortion for allegedly trying to get her boyfriend to recant his statements on kidnapping to authorities. Cynthia White Robinson led an armed robbery gang that included her own 12 and 14-year-old sons. That's a Phoenix fully sentenced on June 1st. Oh, wow, that's... Is it the same person here? I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care. All right. So the mom allegedly duct taped a man. Let's take my co-host in here. So, you know, I mean, duct tape can, you know, duct tape is really useful. I mean, you can use that for everything. And, you know, you might want to add a duct taping your boyfriend or your girlfriend's boyfriend on the list for that. Don, what do you think?
Well, was he trying to kidnap her? If so, then I don't think she should be arrested.
Well, that's what it says. Authorities arrested a woman for allegedly trying to kidnap her daughter's boyfriend and haul him away to Northern California, you know, by duct tape. The sheriff's spokeswoman said Tuesday that two women went to Young's man's house Saturday afternoon and tried to tie him up with duct tape.
Oh, I thought that you said in the beginning. Sorry for interrupting. I thought that you said in the beginning that the boyfriend tried to kidnap the daughter and the mother duct taped him. So, okay. If she went to his house, you know, and her daughter was not in any harm, then she should be the one punished.
Really? I mean, they should be. Yeah, both of them are being punished right now.
But if the boyfriend was abusing the daughter and daughter couldn't leave, you know, well, maybe it was part of like loving self-defense. Except for if they weren't there, you know, it's still premeditated. So, yeah.
So someone's knocking on your door, I think. lesson has to be learned here that's not to duct tape people, because you can go to jail.
Yep.
Isn't that right?
Yep, unless they're trying to hurt you.
Oh, it's their turn.
But from this story, he wasn't trying to hurt anybody that I read.
Right. Okay. Speaking of that, there's a daughter breaks mom's legs while learning to drive.
Oh.
All right. In Springfield, Massachusetts, police said a 17-year-old girl who was practicing how to drive broke her mother's leg after stepping on the gas pedal instead of the brake. Sergeant Thomas Long told the Republican newspaper that the mother was sitting on the fence when she was struck Saturday morning at the movie theater parking lot. So she's practicing how to drive, and she stepped on the daughter stepped on a gas pedal instead of the brake, hitting the mother that was sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what happened here. Movie theater parking lot. That's what they're doing. And maybe she's learning how to drive. The woman was taking the baby to a medical hospital for treatment. An authority gave the 39-year-old father for allowing an unlicensed driver to operate the vehicle. Now, wait a minute. Why is the father getting the ticket?
I know. I was like, what? Was the father there? You know? Anyway, if you're practicing driving, if your dad has a license, you're allowed to be there. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe
if that happened to me, it's
allowed.
Like all of a sudden I got a phone call and says, hey, you know, here's a ticket. Here's a, like, $500 ticket because your wife, you know, it's in a hospital with a broken leg because they're, you know, your daughter's learning how to drive and accidentally hit her. And here's the ticket for you. I'll be really mad. I'll be like, what?
Yeah, you
we break her in her leg. No, just kidding. So what's, why is the man getting a ticket? You know, why do you think that?
I don't know. Maybe they have some law over there saying that the man's responsible. I mean, that's biblical, you know.
Uh-huh.
However, I mean, I don't know their law for driving, but I know I'm pretty sure in Wisconsin that as long as you're with a licensed adult, you know.
Yeah, but again, I mean, why would they?
Yeah, but the mom was not in the car. So if the dad was he at home or was he in the car?
It doesn't say. The report doesn't say anything. You know, I mean, it doesn't say. Maybe he's out there working, doing her, you know, his everyday thing, and all of a sudden getting a call or getting a ticket.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know how that happened. It's just, but like, if it happened to me, I would be mad. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I would be really mad.
Yeah.
I'd be mad.
And sad.
Yeah, mad and sad at the same time. But isn't that like, I mean, okay. Now, if you want, you know, the girl's 17, the daughter.
Yeah.
And apparently she doesn't know how to drive. So, I can't, you know, 17, she should have her driver's license already. She should not.
Well, again, like, depends on the state. Like, in Wisconsin, I don't know, I think you have to pay additional for the driver's course, whereas when I was in, when I lived in Illinois, when I was growing, you know, in high school, I think I only had to pay, like, $20 additional for driving, you know, driver's ed. It was included in school, but, like, up here in the area that I live, I think it's additional $300, and it's, like, only a summer course or something like that. So maybe her parents didn't have it in their budget to pay that fee if that was the case over there, you know, or maybe they thought she's not ready or something.
And I just can't get around my mind around that. The dad's getting the ticket for it. All right, here we go. We'll take a break. Here's Jovi, Eternal Love. Jovi Jimenez.
Look into your eyes and I discover the colors of your soul, of your soul, of your soul. So flowery, so on your skin, on your skin. Beauty is like a flower in the morning sun. Pureness is a diamond shining in the moonlight. You are my eternal love. Spirit of your soul, touching my heart. You made me so sick to be above you. Because there were fireshines through. No, I need you to give your heart to life and trap my spirit in your eyes. So I will have the strength I need to rise. Spirit of your soul, she's more than the past. You look towards the future. Love that's why my heart is yours and yours mine. You are my eternal love. My
All right, that was Jovi Jimenez. You can find her on MySpace, myspace.com/Jovi. It's G-I-O-V-I Jimenez, J-I-M-N-E-Z. Jimenez, J-I-M-E-N-E-Z. Jovi Jimenez, you know, the Jimenez. All right, we will continue on. We have 15 minutes into the hour. Or left. Yeah, 15 minutes left in the hour. And we are going to be talking about some weird things. I don't know if you guys want to talk about politics. I don't know if my co-hosts want to talk about politics, but I don't know. I'm not into politics on this Monday, Manic Monday. I think I want to talk about what lies ahead. Join me, actually. I want to do a show on Wednesday. So yeah, join me. You can call 347-848-125 and go to blogtalkradio.com. And, you know, the Great Inferno, excuse me, the Fernando Poniente Show. I always say Great Inferno. I don't know why. But because that's my used to be my ex, you know, handles. So, yeah. And we'll talk about a couple more news, and we'll go back to the regular news, you know, the news that you guys want to talk about. The weird one, because you are weird, weird people. weird, weird, dumb, weird. Okay. Okay. What are we going to do here today? Again, if it's your birthday tomorrow, you can, if you any birthday, you can email me. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/. The Fernando Poniendi Show. Let me know if you want me to do a shout out for any birthday that you might know. Anyone, anyone, your dog, your cat, your pets, your brother, sister, you know, anything like that. If you want to be on the show, you can email me at f as in Fernando Poniente at gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, and we can talk about politics, religion, current events, weird stuff, your closet, your baby dolls, your stuff. We can talk about that. You know, why not? You know, if you have a book or anything like that, and you are in a band, or you are just playing couch potatoes, and you just want to talk about some stuff, you can do that too. All right, here we go. The rubber. Actually, this guy is pretty stupid. Two men who stand accused of robbing a bank are nabbed after their alleged getaway car runs out of gas. That is correct. In Daytona Beach, Florida, this happened on June 5th, authorities says they arrested two suspected bank robbers after a getaway vehicle ran out of gas. The Daytona Beach police said the 38-year-old Randall Frederick Walker went into the Riverside National Bank Tuesday afternoon and demanded money from a teller. After leaving the bank with the money, authorities says Walker jumped into a Jeep Cherokee driven by a 35-year-old Jason Warren Dietrich. The two didn't get far before the vehicle ran out of gas. I suppose they forgot to check the checklist on getting gas. Check. Guns. Check. Mask. Check. Getaway car. Check. But they forgot to fill out a gas. No, not there, because they're too dumb to do that. The man got out of the sports utility vehicle and left the area separately, but police found an abandoned SUV and traced it back to Dietrich, the registered owner. Oh, my God. Both men faced bank robbery charges. They were being held on $50,000 bail. What do you think? What do you think about this, Don? I mean, it's, you know, forgot to get gas. How? I mean, it's got to go into the book of criminal, of a stupid criminal, don't you think?
No, I think that maybe they needed money and they didn't have money for gas.
Well, at least borrow some money. Come on. I mean, if you're gonna get a getaway car, is this you're an E? I mean, where do you think you're gonna go?
Right. Yeah,
you know,
I think that they were just thinking that they
would just
get
rob
away
a bank.
Let's
just rob a bank, and hopefully, I can get to the nearest gas station. Is that what their plan? I mean,
yeah, I think so. I think that was probably their plan.
Yeah, let's stop at the gas station on the way out. Let's do that. According to there's a photo, and the guy is actually just wearing some kind of a, I don't know what it is, but it's like a plastic grocery or a bag just on the guy's head. Or a beer box. That's what it is, a beer box. They call him Beer Box Bandit. A man wearing an empty Bud Light carton on his head walking to a convenience store in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Wow.
And demanded cigarettes. Well, wait a minute. That's not them.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not them. This is just a beer box bandit. Oh, well. That's just pretty dumb. So, yeah, getting gas, I think that's, you know, they should prioritize that. You know, they should at least borrow some money. Or, I'm not trying to encourage, you know, robbing a bank or anything like that. But if I would, do some, you know, heinous act or anything like that, I would, you know, once you just get, you know, fill up your tank and then go rob a bank, you know. Don't pay them. Bail out, you know what I mean? That's what I would have done. But that's not me, though, see? Hypothetically, if I was a bad guy, maybe I would just, you know, walk. Okay, what do you think about that? I mean, apparently, well, eventually they're going to jail. I mean, that's what's going to happen here. One of your kids crying, actually. Let's see if I can... Okay, never mind. All right. So, two of them, I mean, again, they are going to the dumbest criminal in the book, right? Correct? you know those dumbest criminal issues that you see on TV. They are dumb. They are one of the, you know, I mean, they have not checked the thing, you know, the gas. And that's one of the important things I have to check. Did you think so? Okay. The caller actually went away, but all right. All right, we're going to end up here. We're actually going for a landing here or just exiting, or I know we have a couple minutes, but this is the Fernando Poniente Show. We'll keep it interesting next time. If you join me on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, or Friday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, or once in a while I do like Saturdays or Sunday, just, you know, keep an eye on it. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/GreatInferno, GR8Inferno. The 8 is the digit, number 8. So follow me there. And this show is brought to you by the Shop In Superhighway. You can go to shopinsuperhighway.com for your shopping needs and earn some rewards while you're at it. Shop In Superhighway is the ultimate shopping portal. And...
I'm
is
in.
That okay? Is that correct? Shop In Superhighway. What do you have in the Shop In Superhighway shop?
That would be recently, you know, about the swine virus. You may be concerned. People may be concerned about disinfectant, you know, because not all disinfectants kill viruses. The EPA, I'm not sure what that stands for, but the EPA did approve one of our products called, as a snap line, it's called the disinfectant cleaner, and it is EPA approved to kill the swine
That's
virus.
That's also environmental friendly, correct?
With that one, you can take a look at the website to see. I know most of the SNAP products are. I know that one's pretty pretty strong one because it is even like I think if I remember correctly. I'm not 100% sure, but I do know that I read some research on it that it can kill the, may be able to kill the AIDS virus also. So, you know, if you work in a hospital, you definitely might want to try that one, you know. So that one might be one of the stronger snap line, but the other ones of the snap lines, you know, like right now, kind of cleaning my carpet because a pen broke and I'm using the all-purpose cleaner and it got off paint, which... Not, I tried 3 different cleaners and nothing got it off, but it's a Snap all-purpose cleaner. You can use it for your car, your dogs, and carpet.
All right. All right, and here's what we're going to do. Okay, thank you. And then you go to shopinsuperhighway.com for that to get the product. And just type in Snap, you know, like when you're snapping your finger, Snap.
That's snap, right.
Like that. All right, we're going to play one more song, and then we'll quit for tonight. And here is Days Gone.
I was raised in a dream with a brother and a dog. I was blessed with a dad.